Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with these prophetic warnings of the last days that have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. Yes, God is forewarning the peoples of this earth of a plan of action He is about to take to restore the earth back to its former purity if we, the people of this earth, don't do something to clean up our planet. And by that we don't mean the environment, but we refer to the spiritual climate, the hate, the offense, the sin. We are truly bin Laden today against the truth. We put to death the helpless and the innocent with no help coming from our government leaders, and then we want to know why punishments are coming our way. As the message has said, there is to come upon the world soon a great chastisement. Our Lady has also referred to this as the six terrible days of suffering. However, Our Lady reminds us that all prophecy given is conditional to man's response, meaning that if we act now to restore traditional values to our society and the Church, these clouds of impending doom will literally blow away and give way to the rays of peace. However, the present condition on earth is not favorable to peace. As Our Lady says, sin is now an accepted way of life in our society. She has identified the major sins that are bringing the hand of God upon our world. She says that Sodom and Gomorrah were punished for less sins than are now committed on earth today. To think that the sin that destroyed Sodom is being paraded today in our streets. It's being glorified by our courts with the passage of perverse laws to protect sex offenders, just as the courts are protecting the rights of those that want to commit murder in the womb. Our Lady says that we as a nation are calling down upon ourselves the hand of God by our present-day ordinance of legalized murder, the killing of the young through abortion. As she says, your nation without repentance shall be the first struck. Some reports have it that up to 200 million abortions are being committed each year throughout the world, which, according to Our Lady, will not be tolerated much longer. Our Lady brings fair warning from the Creator that we rid our nation of abortion, homosexuality, and other abominations, and that we restore America to its rightful place under God. Our Lady explains the coming scourge to North America, where she tells us, it is a known fact that when the morals of a country fall, that country will be destroyed in one way or another. Wars are always a punishment for man's sins. This echoes our Lord's warning when He said, learn a simple lesson from the past, my children. When the morals of a country start to go down into darkness and the teachings turn from God to man, that country will soon be ended. First, the spiritual life, and then the material life of your country shall be destroyed. And of course, we see this so often in Holy Scripture, that God is punitive in His measures. Over and over we read that whenever the people of God, the Israelites, would offend or fall into sin, that God would allow His people to fall into the hands of the enemy, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Jebusites, the Philistines, and He would allow the enemy to molest His own people until His people finally came to their knees. And this is what we're looking at today. The enemy has been allowed to molest our country because we as a nation have given ourselves to debauchery, the murder of the young through abortion. But also, we as church have turned our back on the tabernacle. Our Lady says that this reign of murder and death and corruption has been no accident, but has been promoted by Satan, who is now present and active in the world. She has identified the Illuminati as the major institution of Satan that is now working around the clock to destroy America. These diabolical agents are now loosed upon the world under the banner of 666. It has been their insidious effort to brainwash the populace with the illusion of peace and security, while at the same time pumping into our country all manner of witchcraft, drugs, and liberalist propaganda so as to crumble our moral and political structure and pave the way for an all-out collapse of the system. And this collapse will come in steps. Our Lady says there will be revolution, there will be terrorism, there will be a money collapse, and there will be an all-out invasion of the USA. And all because we as a nation have given ourselves to 666. We have flowed with this liberalist revolt that we have seen since the early 70s, and this being no less the case within the Catholic Church. We have flowed with the reform of Vatican II. Our Lady says that at this last hour in history, Lucifer, along with five powerful demons from the abyss, are now loosed upon the earth in an attempt to overthrow the order of God. And that brings us to the knowledge of 666, which Our Lady has outlined in a few words. As she says, six is for those six powerful demons that are now loosed on the earth at this last hour, and because we as society have given ourselves to their influence by flowing with liberalism, atheism, homosexuality, abortion, rock music, drugs, witchcraft, astrology, false religions, and all the various seductions of the New Age, even reaching into the Catholic Church now with your various Renew movements and all your charismatic sorcery and change, because we have flowed with the current of these six. This will bring upon the world the 6 terrible days of suffering, which will have come as a punishment for having fallen under their influence. Specifically, this consists of 3 days of nuclear World War III, followed by 3 days of additional darkness upon being planet-struck by the Ball of Redemption, a fiery comet sent from God. And then after the world is consumed in fire, and our Lord Jesus Christ returns to earth, these same 6 will be chained and thrown back into the abyss. 666. But again, all prophecy is conditional, and this is one of the reasons Our Lady came to America, because she had reposed hope that our countrymen might mobilize for the cause and propagate her message far and wide. For she knows well, as does the enemy, that America is the only nation left on earth that can act as a mighty dam to hold back the tidal wave of communism and oppression. The enemy watches and waits for that day when America the Beautiful will finally crumble and cave in with moral decay. This is the day that every communist since Lenin has been waiting for. And that day may be around the corner. If we vote for somebody who has bin Laden against life, who has bin Laden against decency and morality, well then we're going to earn bin Laden as our reward. We're going to be seeing him around again. And this is the point that we're trying to make today, that these molestations that we received are coming but from the hand of God and will continue to be sent our way. We will see more hurricanes, more terrorist attacks, until our country is finally brought under subjection. We were set up in the beginning as a nation under God, rooted in biblical principles. We are, by the definition of the Supreme Court, a Christian nation. Therefore, it is the foremost duty of our leaders and legislators to see to it that laws are enacted that are in accordance with Christian principles. Senator Edwards, in his debate with Vice President Cheney, criticized Bush for his proposing a ban on gay marriage, citing that this type of measure has never been necessary in the history of our country. But that's because it wasn't necessary back then. We didn't have homosexuals running around our country perverting the youth. But in light of the present corruption today, something like this is needed to hold off this corruption. And so Mr. Bush has acted responsibly in doing something in this respect, and now he's getting criticized for it. We spoke of the coming scourge to North America, and this may tie in with Our Lady's prophecy of October 6, 1980, where she tells Veronica, quote, "Your country, my child, the United States, shall have great trial, the winter and the wars. There shall be internal strife in your government, and your streets will become running with blood." And of course, we're not making any predictions about this prophecy, but only to state that there is a strong potential that this prophecy may unfold upon us at any time. And of course, these messages and prophecies have come our way through the celebrated seer, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that was used to transmit these messages to the world. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, the Virgin Mary and Jesus would appear to Veronica during the Rosary Vigils of Bayside and deliver a number of earth-shaking prophecies that are about to unfold in our time. And in fact, many of these prophecies have already been fulfilled in our time. For instance, back on September 14, 1976, the Virgin Mary said, "There will be a great destructive act committed in your city of New York." And of course, this came to pass with 9/11. Or back on October 6, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "Science will not have a cure for the plague that will be sent upon your country." And sure enough, this came to pass with AIDS. Or on October 6, 1978, she predicted another Vietnam when she said, "The United States will become involved and be asked to send more young to be slaughtered in foreign lands." And indeed, we see this happening right now. Or again, back in the 70s, Our Lady revealed that many clergy had fallen to sins of the flesh, lamenting those pastors who, quote-unquote, scandalized the children. And now, 30 years later, we see this surfacing in the news and getting worse. Let it suffice to say that we are in the last days. The increasing floods, quakes, and elemental tragedies are just part of the overall plan of God to now awaken the world to the urgency of our times. However, if this is not effective in waking us from our slumber, God will send one final warning to mankind. And then if that is not heeded, we will receive the ultimate chastisement spoken of today, the 6 terrible days of suffering. You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary, as given through the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of the seer Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 12, 1976. Again, these visitations took place during rosary vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York, commonly referred to as Bayside. This is the site of Our Lady's apparitions during these last days. Veronica to vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being taped. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Blessed Virgin speaking through her.
In these days, my children, the signs of the times come fast upon you. There will be no charity of heart. Selfishness shall abound. There will be little light of piety, morality. The word shall not be accepted. Sin has become a way of life. I shall never, my children, grow tired. My voice shall continue to reach mankind until the great baptism of fire. O ye of wicked intent, who will seek to destroy our voice boxes, know that you may destroy, but others shall follow. The word of God shall go throughout your world, and all will have received fair warning, and then shall come the sword. There will be tremendously high waves roaring and taking with them cities. Buildings shall disappear from their moorings. The atmosphere shall spew forth currents of great heat. A darkness of spirit and a darkness of atmosphere shall settle in a deadly quiet upon mankind.
You're listening to St. Michael's broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 12, 1976. And we'll be returning to Veronica in just a moment. But right now, we would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. And what you receive in the mail are printed transcripts of these tape recordings you're hearing. Now, if you want to receive the tape recording, this can be done by ordering our audio tape. For instance, this audio tape you're listening to today could be obtained by sending us $2. Now, the printed information is free. However, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this message continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your contributions are tax deductible. We return now to the recorded segment of Veronica. This time it's Jesus speaking through Veronica. And therein, he addresses the clergy of the world concerning the dire state of affairs within his church. Again, what you hear is Veronica's voice, but it is Jesus speaking through her.
My child, my mother has given the warning to mankind. She has wandered throughout your world as a trumpet from heaven, a trumpet that will sound a warning that shall reach every man, woman, and child. I have come not to repeat, but to manifest to you as your God that you, mankind, have been given fair warning to do penance, atonement, and right the wrong while you have the time. Your vicar, our son, Pope Paul VI, he is bound, tied up, a prisoner in his own house. O you who have made yourselves ruler by force over your vicar, symbolically tied him up? Know that your time grows short because of your sin, because of your arrogance and pride. You have brought into the eternal city forces of evil. You have opened the doors, allowing men of weak faith and those heretics and men, separated brethren, to enter upon you. You shall not compromise my house, my church, for you are separating my sheep. Awaken from your slumber. Oh, pastors, you have become soft and pliable to the enemy because you have fallen asleep on your jobs. Compromise, change. If you have a solid foundation and you were given a solid foundation, what need is there to change? For you seek then to change the foundation? You are chipping away at my church. You are burrowing like rats into the foundation of my church. Oh, you of little faith, it is not your soul that you have set into jeopardy, but it is the souls of those under your care and direction. You are misleading, and you are setting many souls onto the road to perdition.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of Jesus delivering the message to Veronica on June 12, 1976. And herein we hear our Lord venting his anguish over the state of affairs today within his church. As he says, if you have a solid foundation, what need is there for change? And this has been the great tragedy of our time, that the hierarchy in the Catholic Church have lost confidence and have grown dissatisfied with what Christ left them through sacred apostolic tradition, where they feel now they have to turn to the invention of their own hands. They are looking for new and exciting ways to worship God, but what are they worshiping but a golden calf? And stamped on its rear hind are the words, Vatican II. They are carousing around it. Now, one of the things they're doing wrong today is not what they're doing, but it's what they're not doing. It's their omissions. Both in 1992 and also in 1996, some 50% of America's Catholics voted for the pro-abortion candidate. And this could have been easily averted with a good word coming from the U.S. bishops. Here they've been given a talent to do good, and they don't use it. It's no wonder punishments are coming to our country. Our president, Michael Mangan, spoke along these lines at our recent monthly meeting, so we're going to hear from him now.
Are these priests, are the people that read Scripture, are they digesting what they read? What is Holy Scripture all about? There's numerous examples in Holy Scripture that that's what happens when we despise God's laws, when we stray from His rule and commandments. He afflicts us. He sends punishment upon us. We look in the Old Testament, and we look at the Jewish people, obviously would be good examples. And how many enemies did God rise up against the Jewish people because they despised God's law? They broke his covenant. I mean, the Egyptians and the Assyrians and the Babylonians and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the list is from here to Main Street, of all the enemies raised up by God to punish the Jewish people. Or when they didn't follow the law or the rule, they were slayed, some of them by the thousands. We could give you numerous examples. This is in Leviticus chapter 23. But if you will not hear me, nor do all my commandments, if you despise my laws and condemn my judgments so as not to do those things which are appointed by me and to make void my covenant, I also will do these things to you. I will quickly visit you with poverty and burning heat, which shall waste your eyes and consume your lives. You shall sow your seed in vain, which shall be devoured by your enemies. Does that sound like a gentle, loving God? And not that we wish this, ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong. But one of the major attributes of God is justice. And you and I are made in his image and likeness. And so we too have a keen sense for justice. And that's why I keep on asking, what is it that people don't understand? Because even this day and age, when you have a parent, child, teacher, student, employer, employee relationship, there's responsibility and accountability. If a parent says to a kid, I need you to set this table because I'm having guests home, then the kid better set the table. Or there's repercussions. He's going to be punished. If a student doesn't wash the chalkboard or answer the quiz question correctly, there's going to be repercussions. Or the employer, employee. The employee is late every day. He'll be disciplined. He'll be docked. Maybe he'll be fired. But there's consequences for our actions. And that's what we have to remember. That's why, what is it that people don't understand? It's very clear in Holy Scripture. It's clear with our own personal experience that justice is necessary. Yes, mercy is very, very important. No question about it. But justice is an integral fabric of our body, of our soul, of our makeup, because we are made in God's image and likeness. There has to be. And so when you have, we say sin, well, what's a sin, Michael? Well, we talked about abortion. 4,000 babies killed every day. Homosexuality. I mean, gay marriage? I mean, why is this even an issue? I mean, does that tell you something, the state of the world? How could you even be voting on this? Well, we got a big vote coming up. An amendment to the American Constitution on gay marriage. It's like, oh my God, this is like end of the world stuff. If we're talking about gay marriage, then forget it. We are going to hell in a handbasket. That is the end of civilization. That this is an issue. That is an indictment of America and the world right now. Witchcraft. My goodness, you see it in the libraries, the books. Just go to Barnes & Noble. Bookshelves of witchcraft. The sex abuse of the innocent children. What about, can't pray in schools, guys. You can't pray in schools. We already learned with the judge in Alabama, the courageous judge in Alabama, you can't post the Ten Commandments on the wall. Right? You could have a naked girl on the wall, but you can't have the Ten Commandments. Christmas crèches, that's getting more and more difficult. You can't have a Christmas manger in the town square now. It's offensive. They tried to remove Under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. This is America today. They weren't successful, yes, but they tried to. That's like they're going to try to equate gay marriage with heterosexual marriage. I mean, this is sin. Sin is insanity, and that's why God is permitting this. And this is what gets me too, is people say, well, where was God on September 11th? Where was God? Where was God during these hurricanes as they're looking at their leveled home? Now, this home that's leveled, chances are they probably walked their daughter to an abortion clinic. They probably subscribed to Playboy. They're probably watching pornography on weekends, and they probably don't go to church on Sunday. And then they say, where is God? I mean, is that nuts? And that's just a profile. I'm not judging any individual person, but that's America today. Probably using birth control and condoms. And then they say, where is God, as they look at their leveled house? I mean, is that insane?
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we thank you, Michael. And in answer to your question, God was right there, inflicting these things. Though I think it's good to point out, as Our Lady has often said, that in these calamities and wars and tribulations that are coming, the innocent will often suffer with the bad. But it is the unjust that is bringing the hand of God upon the world. Again, we would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, our website, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.